I'm Tana Weingartner, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Time to go on the money with Chris DeSimio.
A challenging week on Wall Street. The bulls kind of corralled by concerns over Cyprus and the banking situation there. Also center stage this week, the Fed statements actually were somewhat supportive of the rally, though they did seem to kind of run out of gas on Thursday. Markets off to a better start yesterday morning, however. Well, it's a pleasure to welcome back to the show Steve Watkins. Steve is with the Cincinnati Business Courier, a seasoned veteran of covering financial news both here in Cincinnati for 19 years, and in between those 19 years, 3 years out in Los Angeles working for Investors Business Daily. And Steve covers the local beat, publicly traded companies, among other things. And Steve, thanks so much for taking part of your weekend to be with us.
Glad to do it, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Steve, of course, it's hard to imagine owning a business or being a decision maker in a business here in the in southwestern Ohio or without getting your paper. I mean, the daily updates, quite helpful. So there are some publicly traded companies which you follow whose decisions have huge impacts on what's going on here. What, as we finished the first quarter, have been the highlights of the 2013 year thus far?
Well, there have been several. One of the things, of course, I think you kind of touched on it, is, the stock markets, even though the last week or so hasn't been stellar, so far this year, the markets really have been stellar, mm-hmm. and so investors have been happy, and the local public companies, for the most part, the stocks have done great, and that has a lot of impact ultimately on things like their ability to buy other companies using their stock, for one thing, and companies have a lot of capital, so there have been a lot of things like stock buybacks and dividend increases and things like that that make investors happy. Fifth Third's been a big story. I cover the banks, and they just passed their stress tests. They've increased their dividend again. It's like the third time in the last five quarters. And they're buying back more stock. Their stock, like many, have been hitting 52-week highs, if not all-time highs. Kroger's been a big gainer. I looked, Kroger's up more than 20% this year.
2-0.
Yeah, amazing for a company like that, that, generally is kind of your slow and steady grower. You know, it's a supermarket operator, and you just think of that as being a company that's kind of going to be very steady, but nothing outstanding. But yeah, Kroger's had some great earnings results, same store sales growth and market share gains and things like that that the market likes.
Yeah, you know, we tend to, of course, being in Cincinnati, we tend to think that almost like New Yorkers, of that famous drawing of the view of the West from New York, and once you get past New Jersey, there's nothing out there.
Right. Yeah.
We tend to think that, well, Kroger is just here, but it is, of course, it's in terms of sales for the longest time, it was even bigger than Procter & Gamble. It is a national chain, and on the West Coast, they're known as Ralph's. They have a pretty good presence all around the country.
Yeah, they absolutely they do. There are only a few pockets that they're not in, but yeah, they're big on the West Coast with Ralph's. They've got chains like King Soopers that are in the Colorado area, and they're big through much of the South. It's interesting you mention that because they've talked about growing not only by expanding stores in their current markets, but also by going into markets that maybe they're not so big in yet, that are kind of contiguous. And there are some areas like along the Atlantic coast and things like that that they've got room to grow, and they plan to. So that'll just increase the growth rate for them.
Yeah. Interesting. When you talked about the stress tests, there are lots of banks which are headquartered in or have a significant presence here in southwestern Ohio. How did some of the other types of banks do without, if we don't have to name names, but did some of the smaller, more regional or local banks, did they come out okay in that? How have they been performing?
Yeah, the stress test really kind of confirmed for most people. I was talking to one banking analyst right before the results came out, and he said, you know, there's a reason you haven't heard much about these stress tests yet. A couple of years ago, everybody was anticipating the results, wondering, are these banks going to have enough capital? Are they going to need to raise more? That was back when banks were struggling a lot. Now it's almost like a non-event that, for the most part, banks have become very well capitalized, gained a lot of strength. Their problem loans are down quite a bit. And that's been pretty much across the board with very few exceptions. And really, the banks that operate locally here are not those exceptions. They've all done really well. So you know, it, to varying degrees, they're all in really pretty strong shape. They're growing, and lending is increasing, which is a big thing for business owners.
Sure. Let the multiplier effect begin.
Exactly.
Speaking of banks, let's kind of tiptoe over to the other banks, namely the banks between mm-hmm. the Stadia on the riverfront here in Cincinnati. That's been quite a story, as one restaurant after another. How has your coverage of the bank story changed over the years?
Well, interesting timing that you ask about that. This week in the paper, in fact, on the front page of this week's Business Courier, we've got a story. I cover the other banks with a lowercase b and the bank's development with an uppercase b. I don't personally cover very much, but one of our reporters, Tom Demaropoulos, does a great job covering that. He covers retail and restaurants and development. And he's got a story this week about the developers. They're starting to look at part two of the development. Phase one was, as most people have seen, it's all the, you know, restaurants and the apartments that are there. In phase two, they're going to start incorporating a lot of retail. So that's one thing that's kind of advanced on that story, is that, okay, everything down there has been quite successful, and now where do they go? Mm-hmm. So they're looking at more retail, more apartments as well. So there's going to be a little bit of change of mix to help address some of the needs of those people that live down there and how much that's grown.
Yeah, of course, now with baseball season right around the corner and people have more reasons than ever to go down there, it seems like a foregone conclusion. Why, of course, the banks would be successful. Certainly, these restaurants and sports bars should be, you know, home runs. Why, of course, New Mexico will get rid of Harvard in the first round. Of course, these things. But, you know, in hindsight, everything,
in hindsight, these things look obvious.
Of course, everything looks obvious. What is the impact, or what impact do you sense will happen? One of the stories in the paper this week was the announcement that Xavier and Butler are joining the new Big East, the former Catholic Seven. What are some of the financial ramifications of that, if any, here in the tri-state?
Yeah, there are major ones. One I wrote about a few weeks ago. At the time, it was sort of speculative, but it's proven to be the case. That with that announcement, I went down to that press conference the other day at Xavier, which was a, sort of a combination press conference, pep rally. There were a lot of fans and alumni and cheerleaders there, so they were fired up about it. But, and for good reason. One of the things is the TV contract, which they also announced that day with Fox Sports, will end up paying all the members, obviously, including Xavier. I think, if I remember right offhand, it's a little more than $2 million a year, I think, they'll get. And Xavier in the Atlantic 10, it just didn't have as much pull. The names weren't as big as the names of the schools. And they were making, I think, well under $1 million per team in that conference. So they're definitely going to have more money just from that TV contract, let alone whatever other impacts there might be in terms of marketing and things like that. And, you know, ultimately, possibly attendance changes, although Xavier does a really good job of coming close to selling out their arena now. They might be able to get to do something with the arena and get a little more suite sales and more sponsorships and things like that.
You know, driving downtown to get to the Cincinnati Public Radio stations, I drove right past what formerly was a big hole in the ground downtown by the convention center, but this will be the new headquarters for Dunnhumby. Any developments in that? And are there any other construction sites that will soon be sporting the ever-welcome crane?
Dunnhumby right now is the most noticeable downtown. That's, for people that don't know, it's actually it's about a block away from our offices. It's at 6th and Race, more or less, between 5th and 6th, I guess, and Race. It's one of the more high-profile locations downtown that's not already developed. It probably is the highest. So that's going to have a big impact in that whole corridor. Right now, there's not not that much, if you go up Race Street, in terms of anything very user-friendly or high-end at all in terms of retail development, and I'm sure that will spur more development there. The other thing, I mean, now it's finished, but the casino has been such a big deal and just opened a couple of weeks ago. That, I'm sure, is going to spur a lot more development in that area as time goes on and people start seeing the number of people that visit and how much and in what ways people want to spend money, not only at the casino, but as they're going to and from.
Sure. Stay tuned. Well, Steve Watkins from the Cincinnati Business Courier, I want to thank you so much for being with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. And for Cincinnati Edition, I'm Chris DeSimio on The Money.